the S&P, the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks Edition, our short weekly take on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me, as always, Dr. Nirban Mahanty. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Now, mate, we're going to tackle a topic that you and I have slightly different views on, so we'll try and do it without insulting each other too badly on the way through, and that is the advent of free brokerage, free stock brokering for Australians buying US shares. Now, during the week, I came out and said I think it's probably a terrible idea, despite the obvious or seemingly obvious, hey, how can you get better than free? I think you're still a fan. So here's what I'm going to say, and I'll get your feedback, and we can let our listeners decide. Mate, I love the idea of free. I think it's fantastic. But as we know, if something is free, guess what? You're the product. And so you need to be very, very careful about taking, whether it's, you know, you famously love Facebook, I know, whether it's social media, whether it's brokerage, if it's free, then you're the product. They're making money off you. And that's the second point, mate. Unless you know how and why they're making money off you, you need to be really, really careful. What are you giving up? What, you know, inferior service or product? What, you know, how are you adding value to them? If they're giving you something for free, I reckon, for the most part, free brokerage is a bad, bad idea. What do you say?
Oh, I'm a huge fan of free brokerage, largely because I think there's no reason to be paying $20 for making a trade. I think the other reason I'm really interested in this is the simple reason is, you know, if somebody wants to buy $100 worth of stock today, they can't buy because they're going to be paying a huge amount on brokerage as a percentage. This really allows democratization of, you know, investing. It allows people to buy, you know, small portions every now and then, whenever they have, you know, savings. I take your point about the, you know, you are the product, and therefore, you know, down the road they might be trying to sell you something else. But that's, to me, that's a small cost to pay for the huge benefit of being able to invest regularly and dollar cost average into my positions. And it, again, it opens up the huge U.S. market, which is again fantastic for Australian investors.
All right, so I don't disagree with any of that, but here's some things. So I did a quick look around for people who are offering some stuff for free. I'm not going to name individual brokers, partly because I don't think they're necessarily terrible people and partly because I don't think they need the free advertising, so I'm not going to do that. Excuse me. But you think about, so here's some of the things. If you are getting something free, are you being advertised to? Are they taking a margin on your cash balance? You're kind of getting free brokerage but giving up some interest you might otherwise earn on your cash. What about foreign exchange fees? How good are they? Are they making a little bit of a margin on that? Maybe it's even larger than the amount of brokerage you're saving. Some brokers actually charge you an inactivity fee. Yeah, the brokerage is free, but if you don't do any trades for a period of time, say 12 months, you're going to have to pay an amount of money, whether it's monthly or yearly, for the privilege of simply having an account open, even though your brokerage in theory was free. Are they going to sell or rent your email address to somebody else? Are they making a margin on the spread between the buy and the sell price? Remember this, the old foreign exchange. You go to the local foreign exchange, they say, no fees ever for this foreign exchange. But guess what? You get stung on the exchange rate. It probably costs you more than if you paid the fee and got a better rate. So yes, in a plain vanilla scenario, free is great. I wonder though, mate, if they're not making their money some other way, maybe, just maybe, we're actually worse off because of it.
I actually say, I think everything that you say is correct. I would also say that everyone who is using Google search engine should think three times before actually using it.
It had to come back to Google, come on.
Well, anybody who's using WhatsApp should think why they're using it. Anybody who's using Facebook should think why they're using it, right? You know, why do you have a Pixel phone when you can have an Apple phone which is not going to sell your data? I think again, I think it's an individual decision for people to make. Everyone should be well informed. Exactly as you said, everybody should be informed about advertising as they should be about the brokerage. But I think in this particular case, I feel that the, you know, irrespective of what they're selling, even if they're selling your email address, well, people give their email address to so many different places anyways, I just feel that the overwhelming benefit of buying that one Apple share that you wouldn't be able to buy otherwise, or buying that one MasterCard share that you wouldn't be able to buy otherwise, or, you know, you're basically being, you don't have the privilege of buying those shares because you're stuck with the broker who's just charging you $20 and he's killing you with fees. I think that is the, I think to me, that is the emancipation of people from this, you know, it's like it's, you're no longer depriving people. I think I salute these people for providing the service, for providing access to companies that they would not be otherwise able to buy because their existing brokers are just ripping them off. So yes, I agree with you. And I say that people should do that for all these other things that they use for free, including Facebook, email, Gmail, and everything else. But yeah, and including the banks, you know, when a bank gives you a lower rate, they probably try to rip you off in some other way. You so know, it's a very common form. Yes, be aware of how you're, what you're providing. Including, I think the exchange rate issue is a big one. I feel like for the small user, I think what happens is for, if your balance becomes large, then it's when I think, you know, you land up actually paying a lot more. So
there you go, fools. So let us know on social media, hashtag DocWins. Or hashtag, the more important one, but the right one, hashtag Scott Wins. Let us know who won the free brokerage debate. And more importantly, we hope you are now a little bit more informed about the pros and cons of the opportunity to get free brokerage and, just for Doc, some not paid for search engines. That's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Hacks. We'll see you next week. Fool on.
Fool on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.